Exam Skills Trainer 4. Exercise 4. 1.
Trained lie spotters get to the bottom of the truth 90% of the time, and that's because we all make the same mistakes. We all use the same techniques. Let's look at body language, for example. With body language, you've really got to just throw your assumptions out of the window and listen to the science. Because we all think that liars can't keep still. Well, guess what? They're known to freeze their upper bodies when they're lying. We think liars won't look you in the eye. It's actually the opposite. They look you in the eye just a little bit too much to compensate for that myth. We think warmth and smiles convey honesty and sincerity, but a trained lie spotter can spot a fake smile a mile away. You can consciously contract the muscles in your cheeks, but the real smile is in the eyes. The lines at the corner of your eyes cannot be consciously contracted.
2.
I saw a really good film last night, Dallas Buyers Club. Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw it at the cinema when it came out.
I couldn't believe it when I found out it was a true story.
Yeah, I know. It came as a big surprise to me too. But the guy, what was his name?
Woodruff. Ron Woodruff.
That's right. I thought he was really lucky to live for so long after his diagnosis. Didn't you?
Yes, it was 7 years. And he didn't seem the type to read up on all the treatments, did he? I mean, I don't think he'd had much of an education or anything.
I don't know about that, but he certainly made a fortune out of all the medicine he got for people.
True, but at some point he changed, didn't he? I'm sure he did it in the end because he wanted to help them.
I guess he turned out to be quite a good guy after all.
Yeah, I was pretty sad when they said he'd died.
Me too.
3.
A woman from Essex has been tricked into giving £165,000 to a man she has never seen. Sue Tollefson met the con man, who called himself Glenn Vanslyke, on the dating website Plenty of Fish. She was immediately attracted to the handsome grey-haired man in the photo and completely taken in by his stories of a wife he had nursed through terminal cancer and a daughter he had raised as a single father. Mrs. Tollefson thought nothing of it when the man started asking for small sums of money because he told her he would pay her back when his father's inheritance came through. Sadly for Mrs. Tollefson, neither Mr. Vanslyke nor his inheritance existed, and she is now heavily in debt. Now she hopes her story will serve as a warning for others.